For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We spent all that time in the top of the hour talking about, okay, well, what are the goals? What's the lowest bar you accept for progress in 2022, 2023 for the men's programs? We went to baseball. We went to basketball. We said for basketball, 8-12 in conference play.
Yeah. Baseball, I'm going to say they got to get in the NCAA tournament. You don't have to host a regional. Just get in the NCAA tournament. Year three.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Darren Erstadt left the program in good shape.
Yeah, how many teams make it from the Big Ten usually to the tournament is my question.
Oh, I'm going to say two or three.
So our goal is to finish top three in the conference.
Yeah. That should always be the goal pretty much in baseball, right?
Yeah, and this year, they fell woefully
short.
Don't
let the bar drag you down. This is a low bar this year, but don't make that an aberration. For football, pretty clear, right? 8-4.
But is that the lowest acceptable goal, though? That's what I'm saying. No. Is that the lowest? 6-6 to me is the lowest you accept.
Yeah,
I will not accept 5-7.
I'd say 7-5. 7-5. This is Frost's fifth year. 7-5.
I think you'd have fans telling it, as sad as it is to think about this historically, but where they're at right now, they'd tell you that 6-6 is acceptable.
Okay. Borderline.
Painfully acceptable, but acceptable.
I don't know that 6-6 will get Scott back, though. I think if you get to 7-5, you got a great chance to be back. 7-5, great chance to be back. If I was the AD, that's my thinking. 7-5, yeah, you have a good chance. 8-4, you're back. 9, obviously you're back. 6, we'll have to have a conversation. Okay. 6, I don't rule out. I don't rule out the staff being back with 6 wins. But how could you guarantee them anything at that? What, are we building again? 7, yeah. I think you're probably in good shape. Probably, but I'd be a little concerned if I was on that staff at 7-5. 8-4, I would not be concerned. You're back. Now, what do you do with it? You know, you're going to have some of these portal guys back, maybe. I mean, Wynn's a 2-year guy.
Kim. Kane Williams has got a couple
years. He's got 4.
4 years.
Kane Williams, that's 4. Marcus Washington, if they get him, the Texas receiver, that's a 2-year guy.
How many years does Trey Palmer have?
I think he's got 2.
Okay.
2 or 3.
Okay. Casey could have 2 years. Casey Thompson.
Yep, if he wants it.
Could have 2 years.
Yeah. But again, if they go into the portal again, if they have to go heavy in the portal, if Nebraska becomes that sort of program, it doesn't offend me in this climate. This is what it is. Okay. They found a little groove this year. Nebraska found a groove in the portal. You have to say that.
Yeah,
found a groove.
If you're just tuning in and missed it earlier, Nebraska does land Stephon Wynn yesterday, the 14th addition from the transfer portal from Alabama. So that's number 2 now from Bama, joining Kane Williams, a defensive back. Stephon Wynn, though, defensive lineman, is the number 14 addition to the team from the portal.
And I'm not saying that Texas receiver Marcus Washington is any sort of done deal, but I don't mind saying that's trending in the right direction. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
And that'd be 15 then.
Yeah.
15 guys.
And that's another guy, again, where you would think a Marcus Washington receiver at Texas that started 7 games last year and had 18 catches, Jake, for 277. You'd think he'd be a rotational guy right away if you assess their current depth chart, right? Well, you're not bringing him in to watch, right? He's not coming here to watch.
Not ideally.
Now, again, camp, Frost can't – I don't think Frost can get into the pattern of handing guys jobs because that causes problems on your roster. That causes problems, Jacob. It does. Make them earn it. They got to earn it fast, though. Those first 2 weeks of camp, you know, camp will heat up July 31. And then those first 2 weeks, if I'm Stephon Wynn, if I'm O'Shawn Mathis, if I'm Devin Drew, I'm coming in thinking I got to earn a job, and the first practice has got to be I mean, you know, you're not in pads and all that. You're in helmets only, but you got to be engaged and ready to go. Because I think – I hope they come in with the mentality that they got to win jobs. They got to pass people.
Curious what those conversations were with them about how to get them here. Is it, hey, you're going to get paid, plus you're going to start?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you can do that. I think a lot of guys – I think a lot of players are turned off by that. See, I do. I mean, we talked to Devin Drew. I talked to him a little bit. He doesn't seem like the type of guy that would want a coach saying that to him. We'll pay you this, and you're a starter.
Except for O'Shawn.
Well, I mean, I'm saying O'Shawn. I'm not saying O'Shawn wants that.
We are pegging him as a starter.
Yeah, I'm not saying that O'Shawn wants to hear that. I'm just saying that maybe O'Shawn is exempt from that conversation we just had. O'Shawn is a starter. That's what I'm saying. He's a pass rusher, proven.
And if he
now, if he comes into practice,
he's not a starter, then something went terribly wrong.
If he comes in here, which he's here, by the way. If he comes in here and is taken a lot for granted and is sloppy and has a bad attitude, well, then it's not going to work. Then it's probably not going to work. But if he comes in here ready to roll, which he seems like definitely the type of guy that's that way, and he comes off that way in interviews, he came off that way in our interview with him. If he comes in here engaged, ready to be a good teammate, in great shape, yeah, he's probably your guy. He's going to play a lot of snaps.
7-5, 6-6, 8-4.
I guess. Back to Will, is that too strong to expect NCAA tournament next season?
Nebraska started off 1-6 this season. I mean, their season, they were in a hole from the get-go in Texas playing against TCU and Stephen F. Austin, right? Mm-hmm. Or Sam Houston State, whatever it was. Sam Houston State, I believe.
I can't remember.
But they dug themselves in a hole.
They did. They never got out of it. They never got over 500.
Kyle Perry got hurt again.
Kyle Perry got hurt. Jake Buns got hurt right out of the gate.
Right.
They never got over 500, Jake. They never got over
and
500.
And I still like players in that team. I like Bryce Matthews. I know he had error issues, as Mike pointed out, but he's a good batter.
Max Anderson got hot.
Max Anderson is a good hitter.
Max Anderson got hot. Their pitching wasn't terrible. Their pitching at times was pretty good. Emmett Olson came on. Shaneman was okay.
Yeah, Shaneman was pretty good this year. Yeah. He really was.
Yeah, they weren't bad pitching. Pitching, I wouldn't look at pitching and say that was the main issue. I think there was a point where the sort of the lack of reliability on the pitching staff put some pressure on the offense. But the pitching at the end of the day wasn't the main issue. It was the offense that finished in the 200s and a defense that was surprisingly
lethal. Defense was.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Was bad.
Surprisingly
and they just weren't very clutch. They lost some close games this year.
To say they weren't very clutch is very much an understatement. They were not clutch.
They were in games and just could not get the hit.
Right. A lot of them. Lost a lot of close games. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Football, though, is – I would say football right now, what they've done is pretty interesting. Hello, double.
Will it pan out?
Yeah, will it pan out?
Hello,
yeah. You're very, very – you've been hit hard.
I have.
You are very halting and having any expectations at all, aren't you?
Well –
halting.
Yeah, I think that's fair for that to happen too, by the way. But you've missed five straight bowl games.
You've been hit hard, haven't you?
Yeah, a sledgehammer to the head.
It's amazing how many times a man can get kicked and still get up.
I'm still getting up, baby. Let's play the game show. Speaking of getting hit many times and getting back up, you and the game show. 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Trivia. He's still above 500 on the new season. And today is NBA Finals MVPs of the past.
Ooh.
I will give you the team and the year.
Okay.
And the position.
This is really hard.
Position of the player, the team, and the year. What is the player's name?
High potential for embarrassment here.
I'm very curious how this goes today.
If you go back in time, I'll be good. Before 2000, pretty good. After 2000, rough.
Might be a rough game for you then. 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
I tell you what, the Lions were jacked for the golf for Adventure Golf giveaway. So I know you're out there listening today.
I know you're out there. Don't be scared.
I know you're out there. I saw the lines light up when I was giving away the golf passes.
It's Monday, though.
So I need a caller, 402-464-5685, who wants to take down Sip in trivia. NBA Finals MVPs of the past. Again, I will give you the team, the position of the player, and the year. All you have to do is give me the player's name. Very simple. These are all on good teams. You watched them play.
I like it.
464-5685. Don't let me down. Give us a call.
It's Monday.
I know the Lions were jacked 10 minutes ago when I gave away Adventure Golf passes.
It is here they come. It was Monday.
There we go. Guess we'll get lined up here. He's getting squared away. I'm going to tell you right now, we should go 4-for-4 today on this. You should get your two. And the caller should get there, too. Okay. I don't think these are overly tough.
I just went a long time. I mean, I'm not – I can't even say I'm following the NBA that close right now.
You missed the Heat have a nice win on Saturday.
Saw some of it.
At one point, had a 26-point lead in Boston.
Yeah, the game was pretty boring. There wasn't much energy in that building.
If you won the game, it wasn't boring.
Yeah, that's true.
Is this Rogan? Is that the name there?
Rohan?
Yep. Rogan?
Rohan.
Rogan.
Okay, it's Rogan. Okay, Rogan. I was right when I said that. Thank you for calling, Rogan. Let's get to it. First question goes to you. What forward for the Dallas Mavericks won the Finals MVP in 2011?
Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki is correct. I told you this wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, that's
you would have had Dirk.
That seemed over the top easy.
You had Dirk.
Yeah, Dirk was watching in a box last night.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. Dirk was watching in a box last night as Dallas took it on the chin. 109-100 Golden State wins. Series over. 3-0.
Not over, but
it's over. Yeah, it's over.
All right, Sip, for the tie, your first question. What small forward for the Boston Celtics won Finals MVP in 2008?
Oh, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce is correct.
Paul Pierce.
For the lead, your last question, Rogan, tied 1-1. What guard for the Detroit Pistons won Finals MVP in 2004?
Chauncey Billups.
I said we should go 4-for-4. We're 3-for-4 right now, so the pressure's on you, Sip.
Mr. Big Shot.
Okay, Sip, to force the tiebreaker, what guard for the San Antonio Spurs won Finals MVP in 2007?
Oh, he's a Frenchman. He's from France.
And you have 5 seconds to get his name.
I know his first name.
A Frenchman from France is what he's going with here, but I need a name. Five.
Oh, it's on the tip of my. I know who he was dating. Tony Parker. Tony Parker.
All right, this goes to you, Sip, because it was the caller the other day.
What's my record, Gustafer?
He's going to write it down.
Yeah, let's build some suspense here.
9-6.
Nine and six. Win number 10.
All right,
upcoming.
This goes to you, and Rogan will go over under your number. Here we go. Andre Iguodala won the 2015 Finals MVP and has the lowest points per game in the finals for an MVP winner. How many points per game did he average in the 2015 NBA Finals to the first decimal?
16.7.
All right, Rogan, over, under, 16.7 points per game for the Finals MVP, Andre Iguodala.
I'll go under.
You know, the hint is when I say the lowest ever, it's probably pretty low. 7.8 points per game.
How could he win
he
that?
Was a defensive nemesis, that's why. He was all over.
Seven?
Seven. He averaged 7.8 points per game. That is not a typo.
That's a great type.
The second lowest was the year after that. The year before that. Kawhi Leonard had 12.8 points per game with the Spurs when they beat the Heat in 2014.
Man. It's a terrible guess.
So congrats to Rogan. We'll get him bagels, but thanks for calling in and calling down the road, too. You lose today. 0-1 in the week. Tough loss.
9-7 overall.
9-7. You are the Miami Dolphins right now.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Who's that coach now?
Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
Mike, his name? He's just a young dude,
Mikey
isn't he?
Mick.
Mike McDaniel. Young dude, offensive mind.
Yep. Tyreek Hill. Tua Tagovailoa, baby. Let's roll. 13-4 this year. Bring it on home.
Well, we got to the finish line here almost.
Well, we'll finish it off with Jay and DP next for the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.